Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, gosh, everything is loading so slow today. Maybe this will load, maybe it won't. Let's see, this is Fox 35 Orlando, and a Florida man, he gets pulled over for a traffic stop, right? And he has drugs on him, cocaine specifically. This was in Holiday, Florida. He tried to conceal the fact that he had a big old mound of cocaine by snorting all of it. Like hoovering it all up. 40-year-old Joel Craig Wallace was speeding on US 19, and this was on Tuesday of this week. He tried to hide the evidence. There was a brief pursuit, you know, because obviously the cops saw him speeding away and they pursued him, and he just drove all the way home. And before his arrest, he tried to snort all of it to try to hide it. And now he faces charges of fleeing, eluding, possession of cocaine, tampering with evidence. You know, when you look at the police file photo where it looks like he literally just his nose is all powdered white, it looks like he ate a powdered donut.
Right.
He
smelled it.
Yeah. That, how did he not OD? That's the thing. Like, oh my gosh, could you OD like this? So anyway, he's totally in jail. You can't ever do that stuff and never just, golly, why would anybody try? But yeah, he definitely didn't look innocent there at all. We had this story. Okay, so can we talk about the RFK thing? So this chick who was writing at New York Magazine, this Olivia Nuzzi, she was placed on leave because she admitted to having an emotional affair or what's improper something with RFK Jr. And it was bad enough that her fiance ended their engagement and they put her on leave while they investigated. And she said it wasn't physical, but she confirmed that it was inappropriate. And there was it's like the number one story over at Daily Mail now. And it talks about his wife, Cheryl Hines. Their 10-year marriage has reached a breaking point because he's a lifelong philanderer and all of this other stuff. And this is what I kind of go back to. Didn't she start as the other woman, Cheryl Hines? Pretty sure she did. So I don't really feel bad for her. When you're the other woman and then you get replaced by a new side piece, I don't feel bad for you. But Kane didn't know what an emotional affair was because I'd said, well, okay, well, she's clearly, you know, then it sounds like what she's describing is an emotional affair, which is still infidelity. Regardless if it's physical or not, it's infidelity. I take that view. So if you start having a relationship with someone where you're confiding in them and they're taking as much presence in your life as your partner or more so, you're having an emotional affair. When you're prioritizing them, when you're thinking about them and you're rushing to tell them stuff and you're taking things in your relationship, outside of your relationship and talking to them about, that's an emotional affair. Everybody knows what it is. People would know if you're turning outside of your relationship, regardless of whether or not it's physical, that's what it's getting into.
Gotcha.
It's different from confiding in a friend. There's friends and then there's people who are, you're like getting a little bit inappropriate with somebody, right? There's a line that I think everybody kind of has a gut instinct, right? And apparently that's what this was.
Yeah, my question I think was, so you described it well. I just didn't know what, because it's framed like it's an affair. So whenever you think of an affair, you think of you've physically mm-hmm. cheated on someone. And then emotional affair just seemed like, wait, that's just weird to me.
Well, think about it, how you hear the phrase, and from what I understand, a lot of women hate the phrase work wife. Like if their husbands are like, oh, this is my work wife.
Oh, yeah.
And there have been a lot of stories where and I think it goes with both sexes, where it's either the husband or the wife will start, whether it's at work or anywhere else, they will start, you know, confiding in this person as much as their wife. They're spending a lot of time with them. They're getting emotionally intimate with them, that's an emotional affair. People aren't, it's not like, hi, how are you? Oh, is that an emotional affair? That's not what that is.
So did someone accuse her of this?
She said it.
So she just
came out. She was the one who said she had an improper relationship and that she did not get any report on anything from it or get any scoops from it or anything like that. But she was the one who said it. Now she's on leave and her fiance, who is a writer, I think at Washington Post somewhere, dumped her. Ended their engagement because she was engaged. So I don't know. She said that it did not get physical, but it was inappropriate. And can I just say, I'm not surprised about that with him because he cheated on his first wife, hung herself. He paraded around his mistress in front of his friend. That's why I wrote about this eons ago. I'm like, before y'all start lionizing this guy, because he agreed with you on one thing. I mean, he agreed with you on vaccines, specifically the coronavirus vaccine. That doesn't mean why is everybody rushing to put him in charge of the war council? Stop it. But he paraded around Cheryl Hines in front of his now dead wife. That was a horrific story. I remember reading about that in Daily Mail when it happened. She was miserable. I mean, he was the reports were that he treated her very callously and coldly. And from what I understand, his current wife was the side piece and knew about it.
All right,
I don't feel bad for side pieces who become the wives and then are relegated by the new side piece.
Let me ask this, and this may be devil's advocate sort of stuff, but mm-hmm. can in this situation where the woman states that she was having an emotional affair and all that, is it possible for RFK Jr. to not know that that's going on?
I don't think so.
Because you don't think so? So you think she...
to have an emotional affair intimates that it is a consensual thing that both sides are engaging in. Having a crush or an obsession with someone is a one-sided thing, and that's not what this sounds like.
So what if he comes out and says, I have no idea what she's talking about, this emotional
Well, he didn't say thing. That. He was just like, I only met her in person one time, and it resulted in a hit piece. Right, that's all he said. But he didn't say that but it was an interesting statement because he never said that none of this is true. He never said that she was mischaracterizing it. He never said that he hadn't been in contact repeatedly with her. He never said any of that.
Yeah, he never said he was. If he met her once, are you saying that that might be false, that he met her more than once?
I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily believe him on a lot of stuff, considering his track record with fidelity.
Yeah.
Not really into saying that I take the guy's word for something. I don't care about any of this except for the fact that it's the press. It's members of the press that are involved, and that's why I find it entertaining. And I think that's why you all should enjoy it as well, because these people they enjoy your lives. So why shouldn't you enjoy a bit of news on theirs? That's all I'm saying. But, it's just, don't be whores. It's real simple. Real simple.
Is that what emotional affairs are?
Yeah.
Whores?
Yeah.
Whores?
I think that if you are outside of the bounds of your relationship, yep. I do. Guys, I'm old school.
But I mean, if it's
this
true,
should not be a news flash to people.
I'm just literally... This effort you're hearing in real time is me trying to wrap my brain around this whole concept. If he's unaware of it.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Oh, shut up. He's not unaware of it.
No,
All of his friends and Cheryl Hines' friends were warning her. He's a serial philanderer.
I'm speculating.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your baby heart.
When you have a candidate who is attempting to be on the top of the ticket for the Independent Party. And you got a guy that just recently threw his weight behind Trump.
I see
Trump.
Where you're going with this.
I see the effort as everyone who's tied to Trump in some way, the media, whether it be nefariously or side-handed.
You think that she's a star blinker.
I think that it's possible that that's the case.
I'm not saying that there's probably not an element of that in there, but what I am saying is that this is not she's a middle-aged woman who has been around politicians and has interviewed famous people and has been around people running for office.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is not going to throw her. That's why I'm saying that this is, if anybody knows her background, I mean, she's done this for a long time. So,
So how much of it is RFK Jr.? How much of it is her?
I mean, let's look at his track record with the ladies here, which I don't get it.
That's an interesting start where your perspective is, because you start where, let's see where he's at, instead of investigate the fact that she could be saying all this without his knowledge and he not know that it's living.
They literally responded to it already.
But he has no idea that it's been living for her like that. Until she actually,
I will say this, of what I know of her,
it out in
she
public.
Would not say something like that if there were not texts and stuff.
Oh, you know her that well? That's
I've
you
talked
believe.
To her before, yeah.
Yeah, so you know her not well enough that she just wouldn't do
I got
anything
a,
like
I
that.
Got a pretty, I get a pretty good read on
she
people's character.
In the media,
and you know
put the cart
too.
Before the horse.
You
she
know that, too.
She wouldn't possibly do that.
Why are you so quick to discount her, though?
I'm not quick to discount.
Believe all women came.
I am slow to confirm. I'm slow to actually
oh,
just...
Oh, when it's the press, I'm not. Oh, no, they're guilty.
It's not the
She's
press.
She's in trouble.
The negative focus is not on the press here. The negative focus is on RFK Jr.
No, no one cares that it's him because what? That's his character.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen a single bit of criticism about it. They're like, yeah, he fooled around on his first wife.
Here we have
married
a woman
a
who
piece.
Could single-handedly,
right.
just by herself, be thinking that this emotional affair is happening. And here you are bashing RFK Jr.
I'm not bashing.
About some sort
I'm
of
just
history.
Saying the guy, did he? Has he not cheated on his wife before? Is he not considered a serial philanderer,
yes,
even by his own friends? Yes
but
or
tell
no?
me how that
yes or no? It's so
somehow
simple.
Plays into
that kind
her
of is an indication of your
affair.
Character in dealing with future similar scenarios, is it not?
Yeah. And,
okay.
And guess what?
He all right, was also, that's all I'm saying.
But he was
that's
also.
That's all I'm saying. That's oh, all I'm saying. Thank you, sir, for playing. We appreciate it. Make sure to tip your server
stellar,
staff on the way out.
Stellar argument style.
I'm just saying that someone's record of behavior in one instance, that actually many yeah. instances,
and by
is
law,
a sign
doesn't
of how they're
going to
behave in another exact same situation.
Indicate.
That's all I'm saying.
That that's how it would
but
be.
But it's
in
a
the
law
future.
Of averages, is it not, Kane?
Is it? Is that what it is?
Is it?
A law.
Ah! You know,
of averages.
Right, you know, right. But no,
law?
We talked emotional affairs. That's what it sounded
breaking
like.
Breaking the law. The law of averages.
And they put her on. Apparently, there was enough there that they like iced her out. I mean, she's like on leave right now.
Steve's yelling at us. We got to go.
Oh, is he in Slack yeah. yelling at us?
Yes, he is.
Are you in Slack yelling at us?
He is.
He's going, let's move. No, but Steve, we want to argue about this more.
We should, but we don't have time.
Oh, for crying out loud. It's okay. I'm right. I'd agree with you, but we'd both be wrong. As we
wait,
move, our partners.
I'm out of give a damn juice today.
Our friends over at Kel-Tec. It's the P-15. The Kel-Tec is there. It's a striker fire pistol. It's the most concealable thing you can get. That's 9mm and double stacked. And the cool thing with a Kel-Tec's pistol is that you have two versions, metal and the polymer. The metal has the metal frame version, has the walnut grip panels. The polymer has that textured grip. Really good looking gun. I love both of them. I think they both serve great purposes. And it comes with two magazines, standard 50 round, minimal pinky extension. Then you got the other, which is 12 rounds, flush fit, double stack mag for ultimate concealability. I mean, it's great for the ultimate and concealed carry defense. You're not losing any stopping power. You got tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. Everything quality made right here in Florida, well, right here in America, in Florida. And it's the P-15 from Kel-Tec. You have to check it out. It's Kel-Tec Innovation Performance. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. KELTECweapons.com. It's the P-15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Woo! So there was a lot of stuff that broke yesterday. You had the Mark Robinson stuff, and then you have Olivia Nuzzi, who is a New York magazine writer, was placed on leave after apparently having an emotional affair with RFK Jr., and she kind of admitted to such. She said she had engaged in a personal relationship with a former subject relevant to the 2024 campaign while she was reporting on the campaign. She insists that at no time did she ever use him as a source. And a Kennedy spokesperson had said, oh, he only met her once for an interview she requested, which yielded a hit piece. But she apparently there was enough there that they placed her on leave over it. And she said she regretted not disclosing it to the publication. I don't know her that well. I don't think that she would say this without there being a lot of truth to it, honestly.
What's an emotional affair?
You can have an emotional affair with somebody.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely
right,
you
that's
can.
That's for a different time then. I don't know what that is.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, you is. Absolutely can. It's not just physical. It's not just physical. No, no, no. We'll talk about that. All right. Air quality warning. So in Indiana, they were telling people to turn off their lights amid an air quality alert due to unhealthy ozone levels. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management declared an Air Quality Action Day in effect through Friday for the northwest, north central, and southeast portions of the state, when they said ground level ozone and fine particulate matter can build up to unhealthy levels. So they were telling people to turn off their air, conserve energy, set your air to 75 degrees or shut up, or it's summer, or turn off lights. Are you serious? Well, it's the air particulate.
They can't measure you turning your lights off.
It's the, yeah, they're measuring the lights going off, Kane, actually reduces the air particulate pissed up, pissed and it reduces it and makes the air lighter, tastier. I don't know. Anyway, dock workers at Key U.S. ports are threatening a strike that consumers could feel. So go ahead and order all your cheap Chinese-made stuff now. They said that they're trying to thwart the automation of their jobs. So 45... You know what? Maybe you know, work with people. 45,000 dock workers along the U.S. East and Gulf Coast are threatening to strike on October 1st. It could shut down ports that handle about half of the nation's cargo from ships. It's the International Longshoremen's Union, which is a very cool name, by the way. That sounds like a whole class in Warhammer. Oh, what are you? I'm playing as a member of the International Longshoremen's Union. That's what I'm doing. Demanding significantly higher wages. They want a total ban on automation of cranes, gates, and container movements that are used. I don't know anything about that, so I don't know if that's helpful or hurtful. Loading or unloading of freight. All I know is that I watched a video of a woman trying to drive a forklift yesterday, and it went horribly. So that's all about all I know about this stuff. So anyway, I don't know. They don't want things automated, and they want it's going to be a strike. And yeah, so go ahead and order all your stuff now, because it's going to take a while to get here, probably. And apparently they're saying that milk is could keep your gut cancer free. And then we have like the Gibson Passion of the Christ repeated 5,000 times in here. The surprising study finds that meat and milk may prevent cancer in your gut. So, and it's from Japan. I think it's at the Riken, the Center for Integrative Medical Sciences. They revealed that food antigens, particularly those found in meat and milk, could be the unsung heroes in keeping your guts free of all those diseases. Oh, imagine that. That's what we all figured, hmm? Good on the Japanese. Actual academics over here doing the hard work.
Hey, guys, Lieutenant Governor Robinson and your Republican nominee for governor as well, of course. Well, guys, the news media is at it again. My opponent is at it again. You all have seen the half-truths and outright lies of Josh Stein on these ads over and over again. And now a story leaked by him to CNN is appearing now. Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before.
So this is the North Carolina governor... nominee for the Republican Party is the Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who first shot to fame back in 2018 when he spoke at a town hall about gun control. And he was a great speaker and he spoke from the heart and it was not purposefully performative. You know, it was real and it resonated with a lot of people. And then he went on from there to run for Lieutenant Governor, an office which he won in 2020. And then this cycle, he became the nominee for governor, which he likely will not win. With or without the scandal, he's not going to win. He's not been leading in the polls since May. So, and that's according to the RCP average. Welcome back. Dana Lash here with you at the bottom of this first hour. You can listen coast to coast, channel 347 DirecTV, also on X, the chats at Rumble. So the reason why I am getting into this is, and talking about all this stuff, is because this is a very, North Carolina, as I said, this is a very, it's a battleground state. North Carolina is a battleground state. And so that's, you know, it's troublesome because Trump, I think this is a state that Trump really does need to win. And, you know, he could really, I think it's what, Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, it's slated that he could, you know, really, really win this if he could, you know, take it all the way to the White House if he ends up taking these three states. So playing this audio coming in from Mark Robinson, I'm trying to figure out how the best way, I'm just going to tell the people, Kane. Sure. You can see some of it if you're a subscriber over at Chapter and Verse. So he's being accused of making insane comments on porn forums. Between 2008 and 2012, on a pornographic website that's called Nude Africa, it includes a message board, and it was made under a username, Mini Soldier, that he apparently uses it frequently online, and they apparently traced it to his email address, which he apparently just used. I don't know. There's a lot there. It's, and I linked the story again, all on Substack. So he had said that it's kind of like a Clayton Bigsby kind of thing, where he says he's a black Nazi and all this kind of stuff. That maybe, I don't know, maybe it was made in jest. I have no idea. He referred to himself as a pervert. There's a lot of stuff here. I don't want to say everything that he has said, because I'm just not doing that. We ain't that kind of a show, okay? And we just can't get the dump button to work that quickly. We can't. It's just not going to happen. So he's being accused of saying a lot of stuff here. It's bad. And he's talking about peeping on women in gym showers when he's a teenager, and he gets into all kinds of stuff. And he says, yeah, I'm a perv. And he talks about all kinds of stuff. So I get it that the left dislikes some of the other stuff that he has said when he's been in public office. But so they went back to 2008 for this. Now, some Republicans are torn as to whether or not Mark Robinson is a good candidate. I think it is mind-numbingly stupid to debate this now, because people in North Carolina made their choice. Why Republicans have a fetish for arguing over whether or not a candidate is good or bad after that candidate clinches the nomination is beyond me. That's just one of the tricks that Republicans pull that I just don't understand. Don't understand why they do it. I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican. So, concerning scandalous stories, I tend to not give the benefit of the doubt right away to the media regime, because they're a bunch of dishonest rat bastards. And I don't initially like to listen to a political party that is only situationally averse to pornography. If I can remind you of the race in Virginia in which a candidate literally performed and live streamed sex acts with her husband and charged people for it and put it out there on the public webernets while she was running for the House of Delegates. So just, you know, they're only situationally averse to this stuff. If Mark Robinson had said the things of which he is accused and then ran knowing it was all easily found in his background, he's a reckless moron. That said, whether or not he has said what he said, or alleged to have said, I think it's still more important to secure North Carolina's electoral votes more than anything else. In fact, if Mark Robinson wanted to make Democrats okay with this, whether or not it's true or not, all he had to do is publish it in a kid's book and then put it in an elementary school library, and Democrats would have applauded it. Hell, they would have been out there protesting to make sure every person read Mark Robinson's words that he said on the Nude Africa Forum, if only Mark Robinson had had the foresight to put it in a book and put it in a kid's library. Now, that said, when it comes to demanding that candidates withdraw for bad behavior, the only litmus test that I actually enforce is the "did they drive a woman into a pond" test. I think that's a pretty good test to enforce, right? Like, but did they kill a woman? Because if you remember Teddy Kennedy literally drove a woman, Mary Jo Kopechne, into a pond, left her to die, and then went on to repeatedly win elected office, which he kept, a seat he kept for decades, and then he was lionized upon his death. I mean, they literally called him the Lion of the Senate. So that's kind of a litmus test that I like to apply in these sorts of situations. Like, but did they drive a woman into a pond and leave her to die? Did they have a waitress sandwich with Chris Dodd? That's just made you throw up all in your mouth, but it's true. Here's the thing. Democrats are not using this scandal to finish off Robinson's chances, because Mark Robinson was not going to win this race. He did not have a shot in hell of winning this race even before this scandal. The man's like down almost 10 points. It can be true or false. He wasn't going to win. He won lieutenant governor. He wasn't going to win this race. But here's, and that's per polling. Here's the real thing. This is what's really happening, though. They're not doing this to finish off Mark Robinson. They're doing this to hurt Trump in this state because they are tied. Trump and Harris are tied in North Carolina. Trump is only up, according to the RCP average, 0.3. Now, again, consider the margin of error is about, what, average 3 points? They're tied. They're only doing this to hurt Trump, which is why the only people who can make Robinson step aside are North Carolina voters. Now, apparently, the deadline for that was midnight last night. And the story is that Republicans decided to drop this, at least per one of my reporter friends who told me on background that apparently it's because there's more stuff going to come out. I mean, apparently there's like all kinds of financial impropriety that is alleged to be coming next. I don't know. But that it apparently originated from some Republicans who thought he was a weak candidate. And they and if that's true, are you telling me that these moron Republicans waited until literally the deadline day of getting him to out of this race before dropping this stuff? So you tank your chances like literally on the deadline day? You people are so stupid. I hope you lose. That makes me root against you. When people are purposefully stupid, I can't help but root against them. It's just my nature. It is goofy and self-serving. Because the only people who can make this determination are North Carolina voters. It is goofy and self-serving for national Republicans who are looking for attention, looking for, they're thirsty to toddler stomp into this and wage a war for a losing candidate, scandal or not, at the expense of top of the ticket. What have I told you guys? I will run over y'all's grandmothers to win. I don't believe in defending losing candidates, scandal or not. Especially if it comes at the expense of electoral votes. Not going to happen. You've got to strategize over this stuff. If it's winnable, then fight for it. If it's not, you got to change your strategy. We have a former president and potential next president who was shot in the head and was almost shot a second time while Democrats dragged their feet on providing adequate protection. We have Democrats employing communist Chinese spies. The DNC, and we got this coming up, may have colluded with Iranian hackers against now the Republican nominee. There's a lot of things that demand greater attention than this. But that's not what Democrats want you to focus on. Again, this is all about taking those electoral votes from Trump. This isn't about Mark Robinson. And if it does come out that it was Republican induced, regardless, I think candidates have to assume responsibility for their own stupid mistakes. Usually where there's some smoke, there's fire. And the cover-up is always greater than the crime. So if he did it, he just needs to come out and own it and stop this stuff. Because my measure of hatred for a politician is how much they fight to disown themselves from an offense they actually committed. So just come out and be honest about it. You know, I mean, and some people say, well, Dana, you know, even if it was true, this stuff with Robinson was 12 years ago. Yeah. And look, you got to vet candidates. When I look at candidates and when I have people who ask if I'm supporting so-and-so, my first thought is, what are your skeletons? If I'm looking at a Democrat candidate, someone who is opposition, my first thought is, how can I exploit everything that they've ever done wrong in their life? How can I shame them out of this race? How can I make them look completely just irredeemable? That's my thought. And you have to remember, I came up in the former operative world. So I came up in politics digging up trash on people. Literally. That's how I started. And then I started writing newspaper columns. So that's how I look at stuff. Like, how can I exploit all of your grievances against you? Now, if you have a candidate who had this bad OPSEC, who was just using their email address all and had all this in their background and didn't think about it when they were running for high office, that's stupid. And they don't have the political acumen to go further. That's something else. Politicians, one of the reasons that some of these Democrats have all these offenses in their background and they get as far as they do is because they're good at hiding it. You can't, if true, and he was out there using his email address and doing all of this stuff, if you don't have the acumen to hide it any better than that, you're too damn stupid for office. At least hide your dirty laundry. Golly. But this is about, again, North Carolina's electoral votes. Yes, I do believe people need to vet candidates better. Yes, I believe that the right needs to stop trying to make messiahs out of every single new person who comes forward that might make them look more relatable or cool. Like, have a little self-respect and take a beat and vet people. Because then you end up shooting yourself in the foot later on. Think about it. How insane would it be? And I'm just posing this for the purpose of argument. I'm not claiming this, but just consider. How insane would it be if Trump missed out on the White House because Democrats exploited a candidate's alleged, maybe they're true, aggressions or offenses and cost these electoral votes? There's not enough tar and feathers. And it would come down to the people who wanted him.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.